presents Heart of the Matter. This is a weekly community affairs program produced by WIEL.
Good morning, this is Ron Boone. As we did for our Heart of the Matter program for Mother's Day weekend and also 4th of July weekend, we will build our Thanksgiving Day weekend Heart of the Matter program as we go, reaching people we can reach, being thankful for people in our lives, people who have blessed us, encouraged us, challenged us, provided us with opportunities to grow, to laugh, to learn. If President Bush can mention the Lord in his surprise visit to the troops in Baghdad, that message going all over the world, we should not be a bit bashful of thanking the Lord for all his blessings, big and small, the big things, but especially the little things that enrich us. Judy Boone, Donna and Wayne Carden, Jimmy Lee and Jonell Lee could tell you that one of the things I'm thankful for in recent years is a rediscovery of gospel music, Southern gospel music, which I enjoyed as a boy and have rediscovered in my 60s. But we can be thankful also that we are not in a box or shouldn't be in a box with our music that we do like. When I was in high school, I was introduced to the St. Olaf Choir. They're from the Lutheran tradition. They're from Minnesota, quite a bit different from Southern gospel. What a rich choral sound the St. Olaf Choir from Minnesota. It took a little coaxing to get this interview, but I'm happy to say and I'm thankful for my mother and that she granted this interview. Even my radio listeners down through the years have not heard, and that's since 1964. That's me interviewing my mother. Mother is up in Indianapolis right now for the Thanksgiving weekend with my sister Gretchen, her husband Clifford, and the brood up there. Mother, are y'all having a pretty good Thanksgiving up there?
Well, we're having a nice Thanksgiving.
Who all's going to?
Everybody's going to be here.
Who's going to be coming in?
Well, it's all of the family and Jean's mother. And Laura's friends, you know, Jean and his mother.
Okay.
And all the grandchildren, and we have a bunch of those.
Okay. I want you to tell me something. I've heard a lot about it, but it was almost 4 years before I was born, so obviously I don't remember it too well. But the famous Ohio River flood of 1937, how old were you at that time?
1937, let's see, I'm 84 now. I'll tell you, I was about 18.
Okay, and you were in Louisville?
Yes, I was living on Cecil Avenue.
Well, tell me about that night.
The boat pulled up, our house set up on Cecil, and it pulled up to the level with the top part of our yard. And we got in a boat and went down Cecil Avenue to Broad Street and down Broad Street and got on a train downtown and crossed over the Ohio River to Salem, Indiana. And on the as we were crossing over the river, the moon was shining and the water was up to the almost to the rails that we crossed. And we went through water when we got in Indiana before we got to Salem. And we stayed in Salem until the waters receded. It never got up in the top of our house; it got in the basement. And Gretchen was a baby, and your uncle, the youngest one, Gerald, was with us. So it was Gretchen and Gerald and your daddy and I. We stayed with some really nice people over in Salem, and I've forgotten their names, which I should never have done. And then the last night, we ended up staying in a place with a bunch of other people in a gymnasium or something. But it was quite an experience riding down. If we could have stood up in the boat, we could have touched the trolley wires on Broad Street.
Let me ask you also something I've been curious about. The old football stadium in Corbin, the Edwards Gym, DuPont Lodge, a lot of those buildings were built as FDR was trying to find jobs for men. And of course, I guess that's how you met my dad. I guess that's how he got into the Corbin area, wasn't it?
Well, yes, that was, what was that, the
WPA and CCC?
CCC,
okay.
Conservation Corps. That's what your daddy was in, and he came to the Cumberland Falls and was there, and I met him down at the falls.
And you were real young, weren't you?
Quite.
15. And how old were you when you had Gretchen?
16.
Well, that
sounds... I had been married 1 year. I lacked a week being married a year when she was born.
That sounds young, but I remember coal miner's daughter, Mooney, started courting Loretta when she was probably 13 or 14, so...
Right. Back then, during the Depression, a lot of young marriages.
Well, regardless of politics, wasn't that a real smart move by FDR to just put people to work?
Well, yes, I think so, sure. Had to, there'd have been a lot of people starving
Well, what was Louisville like? Let's go back to Louisville. What was Louisville like right around the war years?
Nothing like now. Nothing like now. I mean, you wouldn't even know that you're in Louisville. I haven't been there much lately, but the last time I was there, it changed a lot.
And that's when a lot of the women started getting into the workforce, wasn't it, when the men went off to war?
Yes, uh-huh.
What kind of jobs did you hold down as a young woman?
In World War II?
Well, even before that, but I mean right around those years, late 30s, early and mid-40s.
Well, at that time, I worked at drugstores. I worked at the fountain. And I worked at the brewery and in restaurants, waitresses. I worked at Canary Cottage in Louisville as a waitress during the war.
Tell me about Jim Sweeney.
Yes, I met him at Churchill Downs.
He was an Army guy, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was in the Army.
Sergeant?
Yes. And he served in World War II and Vietnam and Korea.
And you were on...
Paratrooper in World War II.
And you were on Fort Knox for a while, weren't you?
Yes. I lived at Fort Knox. And then I worked in finance at Fort Knox for the Army.
So how did you get up to Columbus, Ohio?
Well, I went up to visit a friend at Mount Vernon, and Gretchen was living in Cincinnati at the time, and we stopped out at Rickenbacker Air Force Base, at Defense Construction Supply Center, I guess. And I applied for a job and got retired that day. And I went to Columbus from Fort Knox.
So you're a retired civil servant?
Right, that's right. I retired in 1982.
Well, Mother, thank you for letting me do this interview with you on Thanksgiving weekend, because I'm very thankful that you're my mother. And I love you.
I love you too, honey.
Okay.
And for you radio listeners who are listening in, that is the first and only interview I've ever done with my mother. And we did it for Thanksgiving weekend. I'm glad to share it with you. We've had some concerns about Mother. She has cancer, but we got some good news a couple of days ago that it is treatable, and obviously we're thankful for that. We jump back into our other interviews as we're talking with Don Miller from Lexington, formerly from Moorhead, and then before that, Carr Creek, about the Carr Creek books and a movie that's going to be up on the big screen, hopefully, next year. Themes down through the years, and we have high hopes that that's going to be made into a movie. Tell us what you can tell us about that.
Well, we do know that the producer, who is a woman, Alexandra Rose. I gave her a name. I wasn't supposed to do that. Susan said, don't talk. Well, anyway, she talked to an agent in Nashville, and this woman has been up here, and we took her on a mountain at Carr Creek. And she had a call from the production company. And she's the one, I don't know if we told you or not, she has her own studio in Nashville. And she does a lot of recordings for movies. And she has sent Sue and I at least four or five of these. And they're just beautiful. And Sue doesn't want me to tell this, but I'm going to tell it. she is looking for what's her name, Dion, Selena Dion, to sing two songs.
And
this is just what we're doing. We're not sure we'll get her. I want you to know, that's what the producer's trying to do right now.